This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ah, the sweet, sweet sound of justice.
Hey,
let's
Allie,
just leave it that way.
Do you still have that little violin, that little mini violin? Because
yes.
I would love to play that while you talk about how sad R. Kelly feels right now.
I left it sitting on my table.
Okay,
when I
well, then
out.
We'll play.
I'm
we have,
so sorry.
You know what? We can pretend that we have in the sad
violin
music because,
while
yes.
I tell you about R. Kelly.
Poor
having,
R. Kelly, please.
You guys,
Thank you.
Kelly, who's been now outed in a documentary about abusing and holding women hostage for years.
Yeah. Oh. Multiple people.
Multiple. Still doing it currently, by the way.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
Yeah.
Has been riddled with panic attacks.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, you guys, they're so serious that he even had to require medical attention.
Oh, no.
Much like a rape victim would or an abuse victim would.
Oh.
Oh, my God. A panic attack?
Oh, God.
Now you're stressed out, R. Kelly?
Oh, God.
Oh, you poor bitch. Oh. That's how I feel about R. Kelly.
Calling him a bitch.
You poor
bitch. I can't
bitch.
Wait until he gets it in prison, dude. This
Amen.
Guy makes me want to puke. Listen mm-hmm. to this. They said he's been suffering panic attacks even before surviving R. Kelly leading up to it. Because you know he was trying to stop it from airing.
Yeah,
saying he
said,
was going to sue.
Uh-huh.
And all these people were like saying they would stand behind any account they had.
Yeah.
None of it was lies. So they said he was having panic attacks. He went to the hospital at one point. Now he's having doctors come to his house every time he has them. Because they said he is mind blown by how everyone's turned on him, including celebrities and people. He can't believe they believe the stories and that people actually are, you know, not feeling him at this point.
Yeah.
That he's being triggered by all the people that don't believe him, essentially, and believe the victims.
You mentioned yesterday that Lady Gaga was pulling the song, and I checked this morning on Spotify. If you search for the Do What You Want song, it comes up. It's grayed out. You can't look at it. You can't hear it.
Oh.
And it's also off of Apple Music.
And
completely.
We don't have the clip anymore. Because yesterday I was talking to a woman about it, and she goes, what was that song they did again? I go, exactly. Yeah. You have to hear it to remember. Because
right.
she goes, I can't believe Lady Gaga worked with him. I go, you're join the club.
Yeah,
join the club. I was like, Lady Gaga had to apologize. She didn't realize what a monster he was, you know?
I love how he's claiming these panic attacks, yet he was out of the club the other night, like night before last, performing a show for his birthday.
It's funny you bring that up.
That video's been is also unavailable. I can't find the clip either.
Good.
Not
good.
In here. Good.
But the Christina Aguilera version is in there. There's the version she did with Christina Aguilera, I guess.
Oh, Lady Gaga and Christina
continue.
Aguilera?
Continue. Yeah.
Well, you know, so anyway.
Are we still poor R. Kelly, by the way? Do we need more sad violin? Because
Go if you want.
Okay,
but
he was out for
his birthday on Wednesday in Chicago at a nightclub. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And he was partying it up, and he was on the mic going, you know, bleep my haters, you know, and everyone's like loving him, and he thinks he's the king of the world. but this is what's really the sickest part of all.
Oh, God.
They said, quite frankly, R. Kelly still believes he's done nothing wrong. And he doesn't want it to seem like he's hiding. That's why he went out for his birthday,
what
even though he's
the
having...
hell?
But you have to be that sick.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the people that are in there that are in there screaming for him and defending him. I want to know, what is it just because you're in the moment and you're like, oh, cool, it's R. Kelly, and you don't know what to do, and you're... the three of us are in a room and R. Kelly walks in right now.
He's sick.
Are you
what would
him?
I do?
Yeah, what would you do? Or what would you do if you're in a group?
Like, what's happening? I mean, do I get to kick him in the
that's
nuts
what I'm
or
saying.
Do I walk out?
That's what I'm saying. You're at a party. You're at a club where you think you're just having
sure
a good time.
I sure wouldn't have been standing in front of him cheering while he's singing
right.
it on the microphone.
No. Yes.
I mean, those women are the disgusting ones that actually hurt the victims.
Right.
You know what I mean?
My answer would be
helping.
My answer would be something like slowly back away into the corner and then walk out of the facility.
I'd walk right by him and bump him on the shoulder and say, screw you, dude. I'm out of here if he walked in the studio.
They have charges against them already that people don't even know about where, like, one of his managers threatened one of the victim's dads and said they were going to kill the whole family if they didn't stop talking about their daughter being held hostage. They were going to kill his whole family. This is what R. Kelly's manager. Like, you can't. It's insanity.
You can't do that.
So the dad pressed charges.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So R. Kelly, poor R. Kelly, having panic attacks.
He's having panic attacks.
Hold on. Turn
go
the violin.
To prison, you loser.
That mini violin is hilarious.
Oh my
like
God!
Like I said,
world's
cry in
tiniest.
Your corner, bitch.
The
no,
world's
I feel
tiniest.
Sorry for you.
And you should feel like a tiny person because you have a tiny idiot.
Yes.
By the way, the special's on Lifetime. It's fascinating. Surviving R. Kelly.
Get some awareness
called.
About R. Kelly, people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get some
God.
Awareness about being mean to women.
Ugh.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
blown away by this Jamie Kloss story. It's all we've been talking about this morning off the air, that they found her alive last night up north after her parents were killed in Barron. I can't get over this.
In fact, that can be collective good news to start, is that she was found. We'll give you more and more that we know coming up with what's trending in about 10 minutes or so, 10 or 15 minutes.
I never thought they'd find her alive, and it just gives you so much hope for parents who have kidnapped kids. You
I
know?
Have chills. Oh,
I was just last week at a 7-Eleven, and I saw on the lottery screen behind the clerk, her picture was still up there that said missing. It was still there, and I was like, it gave me chills, and I was like, she's still missing. Still, and it's amazing. She was found alive. We'll give you more updates as much as we know coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. Do you guys have good news to start the day? I do.
Oh, what's yours?
I finally, after 8 years of living in Milwaukee, I visited Discovery World.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right?
Isn't that place awesome?
It is really cool. And I just scratched the surface of it. Not
what
literally
made you
surface.
Go?
There was an event called hashtag MKE that JMAT does.
Yep.
It's a, like a networking thing for young professionals. Really cool, like photographers, video people.
Yeah.
And it was in the Great Lakes room. So we got to see that area where the Great Lakes are.
Yeah.
And I got to go down in the aquarium underneath. That was the only part that I saw, but I definitely want to check out more of Discovery World. But
it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's so cool. I was like,
I
how did I not know this was here? I've seen pictures
well,
of it. And I've heard
it's
about
there.
It. I know
you
it's there.
I've never been in it because you assumed it was for children. But I've only been there for grown-up events like that. I've only been there for, like, you know, Susan G. Komen things.
Right.
Like, literally. Things in ballrooms.
Yeah.
I've never the done fountain. The kid stuff.
I haven't been to anything else other than the aquarium, but it was amazing. Just
I
that
bet.
One part.
Is it big?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So much stuff. It's amazing.
So much.
Great
yes.
place.
What's your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is that after 11 days of 2019, I was finally able to stick to my New Year's resolution.
Which is what?
I was in bed by 8 o'clock last night. It was freaking glorious. Oh my God, it was great.
Good for you.
I got a good full night's sleep.
That's
feel
your
good.
New Year's resolution?
Try to get more sleep, get to bed earlier. Yeah.
Because the naps are gone because now he's a dad.
No naps.
How are those down?
Oh, no naps. Naps, none.
Actually, you get to nap, don't you?
Not a lot of times, no. I'll get home around 12, 1
o'clock. You go home
and
watch your kids all day?
No, I go home and take my dog out for a walk, and then by that time, I have 40 minutes before I pick the kid up from school, and
at
that's
three?
Enough time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have much time to nap.
I work till 2 p.m. every day.
Well, I get here like 12:30, 1 o'clock usually.
Yeah. Working man. Working man.
Working man.
Yeah, Allie, what's your good news?
I lost 2 more pounds yesterday, and I went down another pants size.
Nice.
So I've now gone down 5 sizes, and I've lost 106 pounds.
Good
but,
you
know, I'm just, whatever. Just
every time she walks in, I'm like, gosh, you're just getting down to her goal weight of her birth weight. You'll get there. Keep at it, girl.
I'm almost there. I got
Keto.
A little bit more to
keep
go.
Keep at it.
I'm almost there, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. The alert came through, like, later last night around 9:30 or so.
Earlier.
Was it earlier than
it
that?
It was like 7 or 8.
Because I got one, and then I had to check, and I was like, is this real? Is this real?
I had to look and see. I got
where
a
is
Yahoo,
this coming from?
I got a Yahoo.
Jamie Kloss, who went missing last October, 13 years old. Well, you're looking something up.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
13 years old, went missing.
Yeah.
They found her alive.
Yeah.
She's fine. Which we thought that she was missing. We thought that something bad had happened, but allegedly she showed up at somebody's front door.
Oh, my God.
She went up to a dog walker. Dog walker said she saw this little girl come up to her with big shoes, overgrown shoes, and, like, disheveled hair. And she goes, I need help. I'm Jamie Kloss. And this dog walker's like, are you, what? Takes her to the nearest house. They call 911. She waits there for the police to get there. And she declines food. She just plays with the family's puppy. But she's okay right now. The only thing that we know is, I guess, one guy's been arrested.
From Duluth.
From Duluth.
That's all we know.
Right. They're not revealing anything else until 10 o'clock this morning.
And she was found up north, right? She was found up north in near Barron, wasn't it?
She was found near the town of Gordon, is what I believe.
Oh.
They said near a development there. But again,
north of Barron.
I don't know. When we don't know, we're just literally reading one news story to the next.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So,
and they probably have a crap ton of information they have to sift through because they have to talk to her. They have to talk to witnesses. They have to talk to the guy that they have arrested now. And Allie, you said something about a 911 call that you heard where people were yelling in the background something. What
that
was that about?
Somebody had called from the mom's phone when they got murdered. The night they got murdered, that's why police went there.
Yeah.
And so the police were there in 4 minutes, but they were already gone.
Yeah.
Like, Jamie was gone.
She's alive. She's okay. She'll be returned to her family.
And if you're one of those people who goes straight to, I hope she wasn't involved, you need help.
Yeah, seriously.
She's a child.
Come on now.
Even if she was in the end, you're sick for going there in your mind first, okay?
Right, it's a kid.
God.
It's a 13-year-old. 12-year-old girl.
Come on,
Jamie Kloss found safe. She's okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, man. What is wrong with people?
Oh, what now?
Why does a director have to apologize to Cameron Diaz and many others for repeatedly flashing his penis on movie sets in the past?
Because he did it, I guess. Who is it?
Peter Farrelly.
The Farrelly brothers?
Is it one of the Farrelly brothers?
Yes.
Is it definitely one of the Farrelly brothers?
Yes, Peter Farrelly is one of the Farrelly brothers.
I haven't heard about these guys in years.
Yeah.
So when I read the name, I was like, is that one of the Farrelly brothers? I can't even remember how to say their name. That's how.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Remind me what all they did. Because they did.
Farrelly brothers did, I believe, like Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, yes.
With the, like all the goofy 90s comedies.
There's Something About Mary, I believe, as well.
And that's the one he's apologizing to Cameron Diaz for, which Brett Favre was in as well, everyone. We all know that. People at Wisconsin didn't forget
that. Right.
Yeah.
He's been apologizing to people repeatedly for flashing his genitals on set and during her audition.
Oh, my God.
He admitted it's true. He said, I was an idiot. I did this decades ago and I thought I was being funny. Oh. And the truth is, I'm embarrassed and it makes me cringe now. I'm deeply sorry.
Oh, God.
You look at all the movies that he's done. They're all that in that vein of humor. That
juvenile.
That juvenile, weird, that ha-ha, look at my wiener type stuff.
Right, that doesn't mean you get to sexually harass women.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it is scary that men just thought it was okay.
And it's just,
and that women just had to sit there and laugh and act like they were okay with it. And you know what's funny? When somebody at work showed me their privates, which is a true story, and made me completely uncomfortable, and everyone thinks it's so funny, and everyone's laughing, and I want to vomit. How do you think as a woman that makes you feel? You feel isolated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You feel alone. You feel like your stuff isn't warranted. You feel like nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem.
You're also graphically being harassed. I mean,
like, but this is, I've lived this. Oh, like, nobody cares. Yeah. Everybody just laughs. And you just sit there like, I'm so uncomfortable because this is so not right.
You shouldn't have
to know. But society's letting people do it by laughing and doing all these, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, so he's Peter Farrelly. He's having to apologize.
Peter Farrelly.
Whatever. Again.
Who cares about his name? He's an ass clown. He's
no,
a douche.
It actually is important since they were famous for a minute.
Yeah. They were in the 90s.
But apologizing to Cameron Diaz for There's Something
Kingpin,
About Mary.
Kingpin, The Three Stooges, The Heartbreak Kid, all the Dumb and Dumber movies, Shallow Hal, Something About Mary.
There
were all comedies, all of them. Fever Pitch, that movie with Jimmy Fallon
and
Drew Barrymore.
Well, and the worst part is Cameron said she wasn't that appalled when she talked about it, the incident the first time.
Wait.
This is my point.
See, well, I hit myself in the head with my microphone.
Yeah, go ahead.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, when she talked about it, she just wasn't that appalled, they said.
Oh.
All right.
That was people thinking it's okay. My point. Women around laughing, too. That's my point.
Damn it.
Just stop doing it all together.
Yeah. Just
there we go.
Don't be a stupid, you moron. Don't be a pervert, you moron.
And
just
people
stop.
That, you know, work in places actually pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aren't they called private parts for a reason?
Aren't to keep HR them to yourself. Departments for a reason.
To keep them to yourself and not show it anyone.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie.
You know, yesterday was kind of another big milestone. I went down another size. I'm down five sizes at this point. I don't think I can go any lower, though. Like, I don't know if I've ever been a size smaller than what I'm in right now, quite frankly.
Do you have a goal in mind? Somewhere you'd like to be?
No. That's the problem.
You're just kind of going.
I had a general one when I started, and that's about 20 pounds away, 20, 30 pounds away, but I don't know. I'm just going. And they just said, you know, you'll know when you get to that point. I'm like, I feel fine now. I feel content with my body.
You're not going to get to 200, are you? Because that would just be ludicrous.
Oh, my God.
If I got to 200, I would be dead. So literally, if I lost another 100 pounds, I don't think I'd be alive
at
this
point. Skin and bones.
Benjamin Button syndrome is what you would have.
I would be concerned. There's not much more left. Yeah, I mean, I have some. I can still grab a huge chunk on my thigh that I know is not supposed to be there. I mean, that's not skin. That's not bone. That's not muscle.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally a chunk of fat.
So
you know? And I'm not saying you can't have chunks of fat. I'm just saying when I look at my body now and I can see it, now I can actually see my body in the mirror. You know, I can see everything. I can see that this piece of fat hanging off the side of my thigh doesn't belong there because it's more evident because there's not a ton of fat around it. Does that make sense?
Totally.
It does. Yes.
But you're much more aware of like what belongs on your body and what doesn't when you can see your body.
Do you find yourself being in front of the mirror more, just checking yourself out?
Not more than normal, but I do a double take some time and I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I lost 2 more pounds yesterday. I weighed in and then I was like, I can't even believe it. I'm at 106 pounds.
Good God.
And people keep asking me about keto and I'm like, I am not the knowledge person. I only know what I know.
You're just the poster child for it, essentially.
Literally. I'm like, I can tell you what I know, but don't get on the internet. That's confusing, man.
Have you had to buy a lot of new clothing now? Because
yes
100 pounds is a lot of weight, dude.
Oh, I said five sizes.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had jeans going down because I had gone up and down, but I did not have this size of jeans left because I haven't been this size in, I don't know when, years and years and years.
So it's payday. Mama going shopping for new clothes now?
Maybe. I bought a new pair of jeans yesterday, another size.
Yeah. Crazy.
And then I bought a bunch of shirts at Goodwill, remember? Because I didn't want to keep buying because I was losing and it was a waste of money. And I was buying like literally shirts from like The Gap. Literally, The Gap that I got at Goodwill. It's like a Gap shirt I got at Goodwill.
You would never know. $30, you got it for $3.
And I got it for $3. You know what I mean? It's like nothing wrong with it. So we'll see. I'm just going to go and then I got to maintain and we'll see. But I thought, maybe by next summer.
Oh, girl.
By Valentine's Day, I'm going to be on a roll.
It's just melting off. Seriously.
Do a bikini model session later. I'm just not going to look at it.
I would not do a bikini. Really?
Oh my God.
Even if I had the nicest body, do you picture Allie doing a bikini modeling session? Hey, this is not me.
I know some dudes do. Tim from Speedway does.
Oh, stop.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And now, missed connections.
Yeah. From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, hi, girl.
Worse, don't they? They're corny. Hey, they're like dorky.
How are you supposed to turn her on talking like that?
I don't know, dude.
She's like my sister. I don't want to turn her on. It's the opposite.
And none of these
good. Yes, thank you. We can all leave. Mission accomplished.
Oh, my God.
This Wiz Connection is from a man to a woman. It happened at a Sam's Club. The Sam's Club Smiler. He said to the enchanting woman at Sam's Club last weekend, "Thank you for the friendly smiles. You appear to be in your 40s, maybe a tick older. You were there with someone I'm guessing to be your child. I was as well. We crossed paths quite a few times, and I loved your smile and found our pleasantries in passing very nice. Although I do wonder..."
She was just smiling.
I know, what the hell?
"What are you doing with so much pancake mix?"
What?
"I kind of want to party with you. If only for a minute, our kids wouldn't have to have been so close."
It was probably on sale, and he's just too dumb to notice it.
Uh-huh.
That's why she had so much pancake mix. Let's be
real. What if their kids are close in age, and that's weird? I think that's where the awkwardness came from. I don't know.
I mean, they probably made eye contact while passing each other.
And he thinks, oh my God, she wants
me. She wants me. She said hi. Oh my God. And she had pancake mix. She wants to make a bunch of pancakes.
We have a kid the same age. We must be meant for each other.
Men, stop.
Meanwhile, she's literally in mom mode trying to get her crap done for the day and not kill her kid. And you're thinking about sleeping with her. She's not thinking about that dude at Sam's Club.
And you know why she smiled at you? Because she got a good deal of that pancake mix.
Yeah,
she was so happy about that.
That's why she's happy. She's eating pancakes.
Come on,
dude. Months. Pancakes for months.
Oh, man.
This has been a overstocked misconnection.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's time for most people's favorite day of the week. The one and the only...
Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
They're dad jokes, they're bad jokes. If you laugh, you lose. Those are the rules. Winner gets the Batman trophy from the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Purchased at a Goodwill last year.
Yes!
Goodwill, popping out the deals.
I cannot wait because I feel like I've got so many funny ones from listeners this week.
All right. I feel like I've got quite a few funny ones as well that I've found on the internet as well.
Okay.
Dad Joke Friday. Remember, no laughing.
Okay.
Not at your jokes, not at anyone else's jokes, not at a follow-up joke.
Nope. Nope.
Any laughter from this point forward,
you're out.
You are only allowed to laugh if you're in your car. And those are courtesy laughs because none of these are really funny, let's be honest.
Dad jokes are hilarious.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, Riggs.
All right, Allie, go ahead first.
All right. What do you call someone who can't stick to a diet?
Someone who can't stick to a diet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A deserter.
Ooh.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
It's a good one. Don't worry, I'm
not
ramping up.
Not funny enough. Okay.
Speaking
don't
of food
worry.
And eating, a vegan once said to me, people who sell meat are gross. And I said, well, people who sell fruits and vegetables are grosser.
That wasn't funny.
That
I got
wasn't
it.
Even
grosser.
Remotely funny.
Grosser.
Yeah, I right. heard you like
Gibbons,
four
go
times.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Dude, did I tell you guys I just ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon?
Uh-huh.
I wonder which one's going to come first. damn.
Allie.
God. What did the sign on the out of business brothel say?
The sign.
You already
on
know
the,
this one.
I know this one.
The beat it, of- we're closed.
I swear to God.
Yes!
Dude! My first thought is,
yes!
Can we say that on the radio?
Yes!
My second thought is, Jesus God, I'm going to laugh.
I say, Peter, we're closed all the time.
Get out of
then
here.
Then I left.
What did the sign on the out of business brothel say?
This might
say?
Be a record.
Beat it, we're closed. Dude, I told you, I have a few more that are sick, awesome jokes
I'm
today.
Sweating.
That came from, I can't see where that came. Somebody on my Facebook, thank
I
you.
I got to apologize to my deliverer, Tommy, my Dad
lucky,
Joke Friday deliverer.
You're lucky I've heard that one before, that's why I didn't
oh
laugh.
Oh my God.
Dude,
was able it's
to
a
hold
great
it.
One though, and you know it.
I know it is.
Oh, damn.
All right.
So it's just me and Riggs now.
Already.
Somewhere. All right, Riggs, go ahead.
All right. My friend carries around an old comb with him, Allie.
Okay.
He just can't part with it.
Yeah. It's okay.
Dad Joke Friday.
Why don't you have... why don't you want to fart in an Apple store?
Why don't you want to fart in an Apple store?
Because they don't have windows.
Ba-da-bum. Oh, that's a thinker for a stinker.
Hey, Allie.
Yes, Riggs.
What does Donald Trump call kayaks?
I don't know. What does Donald Trump call kayaks?
Fake canoes.
Sorry, just anything about that guy makes me laugh. I'm sorry.
Yes!
I can't even.
Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
The joke isn't even the joke.
I got a
funny thing.
I gotta let the listeners know. Riggs not only did the voice, he made his face look like it, and you did the hand gestures. I think it was the cell
damn
job
fake
with the joke.
Canoes. They're not real canoes. They're fake canoes. They have
so
always
funny.
Looked like kayaks, but they are not. They're
oh
fake
my
canoes.
God.
I will gladly take the trophy. Thank
it's
you
all
very
yours.
Much.
Oh,
thank
Riggs.
You. Now beat it. We're closed.
Get out of here with your fake canoes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. It's kind of like driving from your house to the gas station on a completely flat tire.
Oh!
Why would you do that?
I don't know why my tire was flat yesterday, Allie. I have no idea.
What
was
it you kept driving on it?
Well, I had to. I had no choice. I had no way to pump it up in my house. I walk into my garage. The tire's flat. What the front right tire had just gone almost all the way flat.
No!
So I had to drive to the quickest gas station, like a half a mile down the road, really slow with my hazards on the whole way.
Is that
like
even
hell
good
to the
for
no.
Your car?
It can't be, but I had no choice.
Call someone, dude. Call
there was
AAA.
Enough. There was enough air in it that I could get to the gas station, but not enough that.
I know, honestly, I would get that because that can screw up your rim
big
and that can
time.
Really mess
I'm
up your tire.
It, oh, I know, I'm getting it
then
like
it
that.
Then it must not have been that deflated.
Oh, Riggs, what are we going to do with you?
I don't know.
Can't
don't
take
know.
This guy anywhere.
799-1037 or you can always text us to 71037. Yes.
His wife's got a BMW. He's driving around with a half blown up tire.
I'm driving around on three wheels, but meanwhile, my wife's living in luxury.
Oh,
welcome to every marriage.
Yeah,
actually,
right? Seriously.
Actually, her car's in the shop and she's driving a tiny little Ford Fiesta. Right now.
Oh my! You guys can't win for losing.
For buying a nice car.
Yeah. Oh, she goes, "I'm in the smallest, most ridiculous-looking Ford Fiesta ever." And I said, "Well, that's what they're going to give you while they work on your BMW." Do you have a hell to the no?
I'll see your dumb moment and raise you a dumber moment.
Go
Riggs.
Ahead, Gibbons. Go ahead.
I am currently wearing a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl championship hoodie.
Yeah.
This is my second time ever wearing it because I've been scared to death I'm going to get something on it.
He's not lying. The sticker is still on it.
Yeah. I take.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You see that on the shirt? That's the sticker.
The
when
authentic
he bought
sticker.
It.
Hell
you
yeah.
Take what?
I take one sip of my energy drink this morning.
Yeah.
I somehow miss my mouth and get it all over my hoodie.
See?
I
told you.
There's a minute before we go on the air and I go, Riggs, I got to run out real quick. I run to the bathroom and clean it off. And
I told you, you have a drinking problem. You can't even get it in your mouth.
Yeah, I have two hands and one mouth. That's the problem, Riggs.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right. 50 wins, only been beaten 8 times. You think of somebody famous, and Gibbons the Great can guess who you're thinking of using only yes and no questions. It's very bizarre. We don't understand how he does it. He just does. So let's bring him in the studio. Come on in, Gibbons the Great.
Hey, what's going on? You got me out there forever. What's happening over here?
We're having a very long, in-depth conversation with our new friend, Tim, from Speedway.
He's my boy. I get coffee from him every morning.
Yes. Tim has thought of somebody.
Take that for what it's worth there, you know.
What did he say?
I just take that for what it's worth there, you know.
Yes. All right, Tim. Well, are you ready to take on Gibbons the Great this morning?
Oh, I think so.
All right, let's do it.
But, Tim, I need to need a little bit of help, so, but, right. You know, because I'm not on the celebrity kind of
people. We got your back, buddy.
All right. Let's do this, Brutus. Are you thinking of a female?
No.
Is this someone who really exists?
Yeah.
He said he was going to do up north, Tim.
Up north, Tim. Yeah, or no questions.
Maybe you're thinking of someone known for being with athletics.
Nope.
Could you have a character on your mind who's older than 40?
I believe so, yeah.
Could you possibly have on your mind a singer or someone who works with a singer, maybe as a songwriter or producer?
Yeah.
Is this someone who's in a rock and roll band?
No, not the rock and roll, no.
Maybe this is a black person on your brain?
Yeah.
Is this someone who has the name of an animal?
No.
Was the person on your brain popular way back in the 1990s?
Yeah.
Is this character a singer? Someone who sings, maybe?
Yeah.
Is this person a member of a band with 5 people?
No.
On your mind, you got someone who's ever been accused of any crimes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball really quickly. You'll be thinking of one of the biggest bumbleclots of any and all the times, and that be that dirty man, Mr. R. Kelly.
Yeah, man.
Ah, he's the worst.
That's the last you'll be hearing about that bumbleclot on this here program.
You know what? Looking way back, I see quite a few things wrong with a little bump and grind. Quite a few things wrong.
Yeah, just a little.
Maybe if you're doing less of the bumping and grinding, you may not, you know, into trouble again.
Tim, I think your up north accent's getting mixed up with the Gibbons the Great accent.
Yeah.
Just a little bit there.
Yeah, Tim. Yeah, I'm also very Caribbean sometimes.
You're like Canadian, French? I don't even know.
You're killing me right now, Tim. You're killing me.
Tim from Speedway, thanks for calling in with Gibbons the Great this morning, man.
I'll see you Monday.
No problem.
You think you can stump up? We play every morning around this time on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. And I put this on my Facebook page yesterday, and it lit a crazy fire. People are very peated and passionate about this.
What?
And we talked earlier in the week about Giordano's, or call it what you will, is bringing their Chicago-style pizza up to Wisconsin. There will be a location in Kenosha and another one in Madison if you want to drive there.
Well, people already do drive to Chicago, so now they can just drive somewhere closer depending on where they live.
Truth.
But my beef, and pardon the pun, is with Chicago-style pizza calling itself pizza because I think it's the furthest thing from pizza possible. So I stated on my Facebook page that deep dish pizza is not really pizza at all.
What?
It's more of a casserole than anything else.
We've had this argument before, Gibbons. I've had this argument. I've argued with him that he's stupid about this argument. He's wrong. It's pizza.
I'm not wrong about it, though.
And then he goes on in his casserole tinge.
Let me know. How would you make a pizza? If I told you right now, make me a pizza, how would you do it? You would put what?
Crust.
Dough? Okay.
It depends what kind of pizza you're asking me for. What do you want?
Yeah.
Crust. Okay, I just want a pizza. Just make me a pizza.
You have to give him a kind. Sausage.
Yes.
Okay, great. Sausage pizza.
A sausage pizza.
Give me a sausage pizza.
I would get more. See, it depends, though, because, okay, what kind of crust do you want? If you want a pizza, let me ask you, what kind of crust would you like?
Just make a pizza.
Do you want it?
Like,
do
make
you
a
want
taco.
It?
Well, you can't say that because there's New York pizza.
Yes.
There's Chicago pizza.
Pizza isn't pizza, though. It's baked in a cast iron skillet, for Christ's sake. If anything, it's a lasagna with
whatever
crust.
You say.
No, it's designed to be a pizza. It's in a cast iron skillet because it's so big and there's so much to it. That's the way that it's cooked.
Yeah,
because
if you put it on a pizza pan, which is what it's made for, a pizza pan, if you can't make a deep dish pizza in a pizza pan,
Gibbons is doing what I did like last time.
I want to scream.
It won't, in 6 months. You're going to go, you're so stupid, it's a pizza.
Well, you are stupid.
It's not a pizza. I'm not stupid. It's not a pizza.
You are.
Okay, it's the evolution of pizza. There's like the New York style, which is what I think you wanted in this order to begin with.
That's what pizza is, yes.
The flat crust.
Okay.
If you go to like Pizzeria Uno, which is a Chicago-based thing, and you get a pizza there, it's the deep dish style of pizza.
Sure. So wait, when I get a pan pizza at Pizza Hut, that's not pizza?
Right?
I guess not.
That is because the sauce is not dumped on top like a savage.
Oh,
it's not like a swimming pool of marinara sauce.
The sauce is on top all the time.
100%.
And when I get extra sauce, it comes.
Oh, yeah.
I always get extra sauce, and it comes out of from the cheese, and I freaking love it, and it makes it so much better.
But it's not poured on top like a cool marinara mess on top of it.
Poured on top,
when the Chicago style is poured on top, that's because in the middle, you get all the cheese and stuff. At the bottom, there's more sauce. It's
not
more
pizza,
for you.
Pizza needs to be compact.
Gibbons,
look at even the pizza emoji.
You're letting him get you worked up over something you know he's wrong about.
I'm not wrong about this.
Last time I went through this, and I went, I'm not going to get mad because you're so wrong.
Woosah.
He's meditating.
Now you're still in it. How do you... Hold on. There's pizza, okay? Pizza is not just a blanket statement. There are different types of pizza. You can have thin crust, which is going to be like crunchy crust, right?
Right.
You can have New York style, which is a flat,
that's
bigger
also
pizza.
Yes.
You can have Chicago style, which is
not
thick.
Pizza at all.
Somebody
no.
text oh, it in. Bitch. Oh my God. Riggs just has to be such a difficult child. Stop being so sensitive about the details.
Okay,
I'm not going to apologize for being picky about my pizza, man. I'm not saying it's not delicious.
You're allowed to not like Chicago style pizza, but don't call it pizza. That's my thing. If you like thin pizza, then say I like thin pizza. But that's like me eating nothing but thick crust pizza and then going, well, thin crust isn't
pizza. This is like Chris Humphries claiming to be our Kardashian. He was just part of the family. He's not really a Kardashian at all. I'm trying to put it in a way that you would maybe understand it, Allie.
That's totally a horrible analogy.
It's a great analogy because deep dish pizza is something on its own. It's not pizza at all.
Whatever
it's just a deep dish.
Riggs.
It's a deep dish casserole, if anything.
Finish the lyric, okay?
What?
When the moon hits your eye like a great
pizza.
Pie, that's...
Okay, then it's a pie.
That's a
it's
great
not a pizza.
Pie.
Then it's a pie. It's not a pizza.
Allie, tell
pizza
me again. Tell me again.
He tried to argue with me. I went,
pizza
why am I getting
dough.
Mad? He's so wrong.
Sauce,
this is a stupid
cheese
argument.
On top. Cheese on top.
No,
it's not
you,
a mess.
No.
Pizza has the cheese on top. I've been to Italy. I've been to New York. I've seen it all.
Allie, please go ahead, please, because I'm getting...
Another text at 71037 where people are texting more than Pizza Pocket, pizza rolls. Like, literally, just like naming all the pizza products.
And those are not pizza. They're like rolls with pizza in them. If anything, a deep dish pizza is a pie with pizza ingredients.
Woosa.
I would agree on that.
Woosa.
I would agree on that.
Wait, stop. What did you just say?
A pie
I couldn't even catch that.
A pie with pizza ingredients is what I would call it, more than a pizza.
Gibbons?
A pizza.
You know what, Allie? I think I finally don't care anymore.
Why not ask the people that invented pizza?
Yeah.
Now, that's a fair.
They're probably rolling in their grave at the sight of deep dish pizza because it's a casserole.
Somebody said this will send Riggs over the edge. Square cut pizza tastes better anyway.
I would agree with that.
It's a casserole? No, Riggs, you're a Cass. You're just an ass, but you're a casserole as well. Okay,
call me names. That's fine. But deep dish pizza is not pizza. I will not settle on that.
Hey,
it's a casserole.
You know what? You win.
I'm hot and bothered.
Yeah.
Is my face
See
as red as
I
it
mean,
feels?
Gibbons?
Yes.
You win.
Find something better to stress about, Gibbons. Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that pretty soon we're going to have to change Allie's name from Allie to John Cena.
Oh, really?
Because
why?
I can't see you. You're getting so damn skinny, I can't see you.
Yeah.
You're down another
Thank
size. You.
You
were down how many pounds yesterday?
106.
Jesus,
another
God
pant size. I got a new pair of pants that actually fit me. I couldn't believe that. I got into a smaller jean size again.
Good
I was
God.
Five sizes.
I was checking out of Sendix the other day, getting their $5 sushi rolls.
Yeah.
And the woman goes, is this for Allie for her keto diet? And I said, two things. No, it's not for Allie. I'm not buying her sushi. Number two, she can't eat it because of the rice.
Yeah.
No, she can't do it.
Oh,
yeah, no rice on keto.
Yeah.
No.
Unless
she was
it's
like, oh,
cauliflower rice,
right.
which
she
I
went,
eat
oh,
a lot
you
of.
Can? She goes, I thought sushi was totally keto-friendly. I was like, nah,
oh, that's
nah,
funny.
Nah.
Well, I actually posted up on my Instagram yesterday, me eating.
Yeah?
And I literally, with proof people, that I eat.
Because people think you don't eat at all.
And I posted me eating something actually really healthy that I eat all the time, chicken fried rice, which is nothing more than chicken, vegetables, and like cauliflower rice and seasoning. So I wrote,
I'm so hungry.
Keep telling me keto isn't healthy as I'm eating nothing but vegetables and chicken right now, dude.
That's While the tasty. Weight melts off.
While the weight melts off.
Yeah.
And I don't exercise ever.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned that Riggs is still...
Yeah.
Still on this stupid pizza debate. He's been on for years about how deep dish or Chicago style pizza is not pizza. This is one of his platforms in life.
It's one of my crusades.
And I think that it's absurd and it's definitely pizza and you're weird.
Maybe a lasagna with crust. Maybe even a pie, but it's definitely not pizza.
Well, pizza is a pie.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Bonus, what I learned, I thought this was something that Riggs got passionate about in the last week. No, apparently it's been years long. Pizza pie casserole debate.
I'm sorry.
I saw Jon Stewart do a whole bit on it, and I was like, he's amazing. He blew my mind, and I was like, you know what? He's right.
Wait, so it's not even your opinion. You stole it from Jon Stewart?
No, I agreed with someone else's opinion. That doesn't mean I'm stealing their opinion.
It sounds like you ripped off his idea and then maybe put it in your own words a little bit.
You gotta come up with your own thoughts, dude. Not steal Jon Stewart.
What's wrong with seeing someone else see something and I agree with? I'm not allowed to say, I agree with that.
You're not allowed to make his argument your argument.
And not tell us it was somebody else's argument.
Well, I'm telling you right now. There you go.
2 hours after the debate, or an hour after the debate, he tells us.
An hour? We've been debating this for years and he didn't tell me that.
I learned something about Allie and Gibbons. That when I have an argument and I feel like I'm right, they make me feel like I'm stupid and they're very mean and they bully me all the time.
It's not dumb.
You feel like you're right, but you're wrong. I'm not sorry, Riggs.
I'm not wrong. I'm not right.
Demi Lovato, sorry, not sorry.
I'm neither wrong or right. I'm just an idiot.
No, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
No. Riggs.
I refuse to agree that
it's
I'm wrong.
Okay,
I'm not
going to be wrong.
I'm not going
to
back off
you
of this.
You don't have to be
Italian, dude. How do you get? You don't get. No.
I don't care.
Indiana.
I'm from India.
No.
I'm not from India. No. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Get it all there.
Wherever
you find your podcast. See, you get worked up about this more than I do.
Damn it.
Well, it's not to pizza. Jon Stewart, okay?
It's not pizza.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.